The situation of safety of women, either Libyan woman or migrant, is facing several challenges. And the most challenging issue is pregnant women and when they reach the level of delivery. Libya in the past are relying on bringing thousands of midwives, and they were not really training Libyan midwives. They were relying on Philippines and other nationality midwives. After the event on 2011, and even worse, after the 2014 event, almost 90% of these midwives left the country, which meant that many health centers are unable to provide woman-friendly services to pregnant women, either as prenatal or postnatal, and most seriously at delivery, at labor. So many health centers were closed. Many maternities are functioning with nurses that they don't have necessary skills to conduct even normal delivery. And this would mean that morbidity and most probably also mortality would be increasing. On the other side, as in any other conflict situation, women and young girls are facing serious risk for gender-based violence.
A lot of training schemes have been launched by the UN and UNFPA in the region to train people to protect these women. Could you tell me a bit about these training schemes? What are they going to concentrate on in particular?
So we are organizing three training consecutive, one after the other. One is about advanced training of trainers in area of midwifery skills to be able to improve quality of care, quality of delivery. Also, this will allow us to train other nurses that they will be dispatched to remote areas. The second TOT we are organizing is also with Minister of Health in providing psychosocial and psychomedical support to survival of gender-based violence. The last one, it's another TOT for training of social workers. Social workers working in social centers and women NGOs.
Many of these trainers are women themselves. How safe is it for them to be in Libya protecting other women?
I would say that the trainers are based in the big cities. They are practicing. The challenge will be for the other nurses who will be coming from corners or assigned to remote areas. Working at municipal level, we will try that the municipality will guarantee security for these newly trained nurses. Traveling also from one site to another will be also a challenging because of the security problem. But as I mentioned, us jointly with the Ministry of Health, we will negotiate necessary support from the municipal level.
Lastly, Libya also has a lot of migrants coming in. So, is there going to be any specific scheme to take care of the women migrants there?
Yeah, the intention that these services will be also for migrant women. However, possibly special measures will be put in place to encourage them to use government-led services. Parallel services will be also supported through women NGOs. So the effort will be also, Ministry of Health will provide support or in collaboration with women NGOs that similar services are also given to migrant women.